But first, here this morning, let's take a look in a little more detail on what's going on in the markets, because it is a very interesting morning following an interesting weekend in terms of the action. Let's start with the futures on the Wi-Fi Interactive this morning, because as I mentioned, we are seeing them deteriorate. There you've got the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow. If you take a look at the Interactive, I've got the intraday chart up here, and you can see that overnight we were actually in the green. It is only this morning that we've seen futures start to roll over as various things are starting to weigh on the markets. And we're going to dig more into these in just a moment, just to give us a little bit of a roadmap here. Got to talk about what's going on in crude oil futures, where we are seeing WTI push above $75 a barrel. Brent is also on the rise, and there's an interesting call out from Goldman Sachs this morning. Again, more on that in a moment. And then the other key asset that I am watching this morning is the 10-year yield. 1.5% is where we are now. Now, it's still, you know, all the usual caveats, still by historical metrics, very low. But nonetheless, we have seen quite a bump up in yields in just the past week or so. Here's the 1 month chart, just to give you a little more context on that move. But it has been a notable move, to say the least, on yields, even as we are still getting very sort of modest and measured guidance, if you will, from the Federal Reserve. So with that, let's take these things one by one. And let's start, first of all, with what's going on with those oil prices. And this is a call I know you've been watching this morning, Saz, coming out from Damien Corvalin and the team over at Goldman Sachs about how high they think potentially oil prices could get here.
Yeah, the Goldman team, Julie, looking for $90 a barrel oil. Previously, they had some of the highest estimates in the market at about $80 a barrel here. They say we have long held a bullish view, and that is to say the very least. Again, Goldman coming out here highlighting raising that price target on oil, in large part because of tight supplies. Also, they cite a snapback in global economic demand as we continue to recover from the depths of the pandemic. So Goldman, very bullish, and I think rattling a few trading desks on the street here, Julian, rightfully so. Look, we had, I would say, somewhat disappointing durable goods orders this morning here. Supply chains continue to be a big problem. I wrote about this in the morning brief newsletter. We'll talk more about it later. The last thing global businesses want to see right now is rising gas prices and rising oil prices. And then, oh yeah, if you're a consumer in your home, you might be paying $100 more for heating oil this winter, which again will take about a bite out of your financial bottom line.
Yeah, and just one quick thing to mention, that $90 call on oil is with Brent crude specifically, which tends to trade a little bit higher at a little bit higher price than does WTI. Right now, it is at about $79 a barrel. So just something to note there as we look at that. And then let's take it to the treasuries, right, and the other asset class that we're watching very closely, and that big bump up that we have seen in yields here this morning. Obviously, Brian Cheung, that's something that you watch closely.
Yes, certainly, especially with the hook to the Federal Reserve. But it's, of course, humbling to remember that any sort of movement that happens in especially longer dated U.S. treasuries could be due to a number of factors. It could be changes in inflows or outflows from other countries because of the desire or just kind of not desire to have U.S. dollar denominated assets. But we have seen a rip up in treasury yields that has extended the rip up that we saw post FOMC last week, when the Federal Reserve not only signaled its intention to likely begin the tapering process in that early November meeting, but also to maybe have a faster reaction function and a more aggressive reaction function to interest rates rising through 2024. That's a big reason why we saw the 10-year get close to 150 basis points. And also take a note at the 30-year breaking the 200 basis point level. I think right now we're looking at about actually just 200 basis points flat on the 30-year. Again, still historically low levels compared to what we saw earlier in the spring, but still notable that these longer-term bond yields are rising. Some of that could be just simply inflation expectations. If inflation expectations are rising, that can mean nominal bond yields tilt up. Maybe oil is a part of that explanation as well. But of course, we'll see how Fed officials who are starting to climb out of that FOMC blackout period try to talk a little bit further, as we expect to hear from a number of other Fed officials later this week.
Right, Brian, good point there on inflation. That's some of the chatter I'm seeing just in my convos via email with folks on the street. It looks to be concerns about inflation sending yields higher. But I would also add this. Why would you want to own treasuries if the government could shut down? So I encourage lawmakers who are batting this week and they have a lot on their plate. We'll talk a little bit about it very shortly. Why would you own treasuries here? And I'm just waiting, Julie, for the market to react negatively to higher yields. We have consistently seen this over the past few years. When yields rise or approach that 2% level, stocks come under pressure here. If lawmakers are looking to push the debt ceiling debate to the edge, I encourage them to look what's happening in yields, look what could happen here in the markets as well.
Well, you're feeling some negativity today generally, but we'll get to that later in the show, Brian.